Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
We called for you all to ban assault weapons, and you respond with an assault on democracy.
Tennessee State Representative Justin Jones implored fellow lawmakers to listen to the hundreds of students gathered inside the state's capitol demanding action on gun violence. Moments later, the GOP-led House voted to expel Jones for taking part in a student protest following the recent deadly shooting at a Nashville school. Lawmakers said Jones, along with fellow Democrats Gloria Johnson and Justin Pearson, brought dishonor and disorder to the chamber. The group Every Town for Gun Safety says students at more than 300 schools in 42 states walked out of classes this week calling for stricter gun laws, including middle and high school students in Portland, Oregon.
Why have you not taken action? Why do you only care that it should be your right to own a gun? Why do you not care that it should be our right to live?
Students say they will continue to walk out until lawmakers pass meaningful legislation. The Pentagon says it will provide Congress with documents examining the 2021 withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan. Veterans of the war, including Marine Sergeant Tyler Vargas, say the families of 13 American service members killed during the evacuation deserve answers.
The withdrawal was a catastrophe, in my opinion, and there was an inexcusable lack of accountability and negligence.
Documents from the White House cast blame on the Trump administration for a lack of preparation as well as a drawdown of U.S. troops prior to the withdrawal. In a 2020 documentary, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas says he prefers to travel the back roads of America.
But I come from regular stock, and I prefer that. I prefer being around that.
But documents and interviews obtained by ProPublica show Thomas accepted numerous luxury vacations around the globe for more than two decades from a prominent Republican donor and failed to disclose them. Democratic lawmakers vowed to investigate any alleged misconduct, while others called for Thomas to resign. The Supreme Court has ruled that transgender athletes in West Virginia can compete on female sports teams, at least while a lawsuit over a state ban continues. Meanwhile, schools and colleges would be forbidden from enacting outright bans on transgender athletes under a proposal released from the Biden administration, but teams could create some limits to ensure fairness. If finalized, the proposal would become a provision of the landmark gender equity law, Title IX. A report by the state of Maryland reveals more than 150 Catholic priests and others associated with the Archdiocese of Baltimore sexually abused more than 600 children over 80 years and accused church leaders of decades of cover-ups. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.